From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The military reports four American troops have been killed in a bombing in southern Afghanistan. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has details from Kabul.
The U.S. military says two of the troops were killed instantly in the blast, while two others died later of their wounds. No other details were released. Meanwhile, in the south-central province of Ghazni, four Afghans died during a firefight between militants and a joint force of Afghan and international troops. The NATO-led coalition says two militants were shooting from a two-story building and that the troops returned fire, killing the pair of gunmen. Two civilians inside the building later died from their wounds, but the coalition said it's unclear whether the militants or soldiers were responsible for their deaths. But the Afghan police chief in the province says the dead were all civilians from the same family. He says they were killed during a NATO-led raid of several homes and that other civilians were beaten. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The result from the investigation into charges of fraud in Afghanistan's presidential election are due out as soon as this evening and will determine whether incumbent President Hamid Karzai won a clear majority of the vote or whether a runoff election will have to be held. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told CNN today preparations for a runoff vote are underway.
The ballots have been printed, and certainly the military, through NATO and through our own troops, is looking at how you would secure such a second round.
Clinton said whatever recommendation the panel makes should be followed. In neighboring Pakistan, a suicide bomber detonated explosives at a police station in Peshawar today, killing at least 12 people. It's the latest in a series of militant attacks over the past 11 days. A former Bush administration official has been sentenced to prison on charges of obstructing justice and misleading investigators. David Safavian is the fifth person to get prison time in the federal probe involving corrupt lobbyist Jack Abramoff. NPR's Peter Overby has more.
Safavian and Abramoff were friends back when Abramoff was the go-to Republican lobbyist in Washington. Abramoff took Safavian on a lavish golf junket to Scotland. Safavian was chief of staff at a federal agency at the time. He wrote Abramoff a reimbursement check for the trip, but it covered only a sliver of the actual costs. He was also giving Abramoff private advice about negotiating with his agency. So far, he's one of just two defendants in the Abramoff investigation to go to trial rather than plead guilty. He was convicted by a jury in 2006 and lost two appeals. The other trial ended Thursday in a mistrial. Jurors couldn't agree on the eight charges against Kevin Ring, a one-time associate of Abramoff. Prosecutors say they'll try Ring again. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 67 points to close at 9,995. The Nasdaq was down 16 to close at 2156. This is NPR. Bank of America lost more than $2 billion in the third quarter of this year. That's after a more than $3 billion profit the quarter before. The financial giant says the weak economy is leaving customers unable to repay loans and make credit card payments. The loss also reflects Bank of America's $400 million repayment to the government to free it from some federal restrictions. Federal officials say the new H1N1 swine flu is now causing widespread illness in 41 states. That's up from 37 states last week. They say doctor visits, hospitalizations, and deaths from flu are abnormally high for October. The federally funded search for the ivory-billed woodpecker has been suspended. Ever since the presumed extinct bird was spotted in an Arkansas swamp in 2004, researchers have been scouring remote forests for more evidence of its existence. From member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The sound of nesting ivory-billed woodpeckers circa 1935. 70 years later, mobile search teams have spent over $9 million trying but failing to clearly document the bird. Ron Rohrbaugh is director of the Ivory-billed Research Project at Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
We've collected a lot of data, and we need to analyze those data in a way that allows us to predict the probability that we should have found ivory-billed woodpeckers if indeed they were in those places that we searched.
The question is, will the data show the vestiges of a dying species or glimpses of its recovery?
This is NPR News in Washington.